All right, welcome back. This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. I don't know if it was middle of the month, bills to pay, guys had taxes due or what, but profit-taking seems to be the theme for this day's markets. From Van Aun & Company, Jim Emter joins us now. Hello, Jim.
Mick, how we doing?
Not bad. Was there a little profit? Was it profit-taking today?
Well, I think there's more to it than that, Mick. You can definitely chalk that up, a weekend where people want to be a little bit careful, but a lot going on behind the scenes. I mean, in the soybean complex, you know, we've had a big week, up 20.5 cents on the week, even with a 6.75 cent close. So I think that, you know, a little bit setback there is definitely tied to profit-taking and wanting to be a little careful through the weekend. But when you look to Minneapolis wheat here, let's look to spring wheat. North Dakota plants 6 million acres forecasted this year. South Dakota plants 1 million. And that snow system moved from North Dakota to South Dakota. Spring wheat may be looking a bit more optimistic for a May start date versus what it did here last weekend when they were talking 20, 30 inches of snow. So spring wheat fades off a little bit. And then in the 6 to 10-day model today, I'm sure you've seen it, Mick, but Kansas City wheat looking to catch a rain next week. It's not confirmed. We've got to get there first. But we've had 2 days of risk off due to that potential rain event.
Yeah, but 11-cent hit, man. Forecasters, the market outlook people and the forecasters are apparently in cahoots there.
Well, when it's, you know, what's tough is when it's 40-mile-an-hour winds down there right now and 85 to 92 degrees, it's really tough to bite off on a story. But we are a futures market, and the market tries to pre-take some of this trade activity. So yesterday and today combined, really kind of a fade week, as it turns out. So we'll see where it all comes together. Definitely profit-taking, like you said, but a risk-off approach in front of a weekend where if the rain shows up, maybe a little less pressure. But remember, Monday at 3 o'clock, we're going to be reminded of how terrible those winter wheat conditions are.
Right on. And, yeah, even with all of that, there's fires burning and smoke blowing out of Oklahoma. So, Jim, regarding corn and beans, southern Minnesota, 18, 20 inches of snow this weekend. I think 52 weeks ago, somebody was planting down there.
No, exactly right. When you look back at that, you know, we're looking at a circumstance here where we do fully expect, we work heavily across that area, and we fully expect more bean acres to uptick and corn to downtick here to some degree, just as it looks like, you know, possibly Mother's Day for some of these areas before they're going to get up and rolling. So, and that's assuming we don't get any moisture beyond there. So a little bit edgy there, but the corn market really hasn't taken notice. It is early yet, so we've got to keep some discipline underneath there. But, you know, corn's only about 6 to 8 cents off the highs, so really hasn't been a terrible week. And we really think that's the market of the moment that can come back next week and put some premium back in here.
So farmers are just taking a deep breath, swallowing hard. It is going to be May before they get in the fields. What kind of marketing mentality should we have?
You know, I think discipline right now, realizing that we're in a little bigger environment for beans. I mean, if we have 1.5 million metric tons of sales here the next 2 weeks, we basically used up all of USDA's forecasted demand out of exports. So we've got 20 weeks left of the market year. So even though we want to be bearish beans thinking they pick up acres, you know, looking at some short-dated options may be a key, keeping margin risk down to some degree. Maybe having some out-of-the-money potential in corn so you can justify making sales on small rallies. I just think keeping a balanced approach right now as we get into what's a very wild time seasonally as we work ahead. And also having discipline to make sure you're pulling the trigger and working on marketing as we work into those opportunities.
For sure, yeah. In wild times, easy to make a knee-jerk reaction. And your advice is just stay the course.
Stay the course and have a plan. I mean, you know, too many times it's just, hey, corn should rally to 440. That's not a plan in my eyes. It might be in yours or producers out there, but it's kind of having some discipline, incremental price counts, and that's where a market advisor can really bring that to the table.
Yeah, like the old saying is, hope is not a plan. So how do we get together and plan with you?
You know, check out our website, www.vananco.com, or give us a call, 800-648-5494.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Mick. You as well.
You bet. Jim Emter, Van Aun & Company.